I've been doing pieces from the Sefer Rav Shechter on Tefillah. So tonight I'm in the part with Harot Benusach HaSidr, certain points related to the verbiage that we use in our Tefillah. So every morning we recite Birchot HaTorah, and in Birchot HaTorah, among other things, we say V'nenachdu v'tzitzeinu v'tzitzeyam chava Yisrael, that we and our children, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha v'lomdei Torah l'shma, we should all be those who know your name and learn Torah l'shma. We learn Torah for its own sake. So learning Torah for its own sake, that we understand. That's hopefully we're learning Torah for its own sake. That even that's not so pashut. What does it mean, Yodei Shemecha? We should be those who know your name. What do those words mean? So he has a piece here, and he says there's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. It says Kasher Yomar Mishal Kavonim Rishem Yetzei Resha. David HaMelech is speaking to Shaul, and he says, in other words, I'm not an evil person, you don't have to worry about me. But he says, Kasher Yomar Mishal HaKadmoni, as the proverb of the ancient one says. HaKadmoni is the Ribono Shel Olam, and the Mashal is the proverb. As the proverb of the ancient one says, Mirashaim Yetzei Resha, from evil people, evil comes. Mirashaim Yetzei Resha. So there's a famous Rashi in Chumash, in Parshat Mishpatim, where I'm not going to go through the whole thing, Melokimi Nali Ado, he says, let's say you have two people, one killed Bishogeg, one killed Bemezid, one killed accidentally, one killed intentionally, but no Edim for either event. So Hashem causes them to be in the same location, and the one who killed unintentionally before is like climbing a ladder, the one who killed intentionally is at the bottom of the ladder, and the one who's on top of the ladder slips and falls on the guy who's on the bottom of the ladder. So the one who killed intentionally, he's dead, which is what he deserved. And the one, and now there's Edim, and the one who killed unintentionally, now there's Edim that he killed unintentionally, now he'll go to Galus. So Hashem works it out that the Cheshbon is okay. But the point is that when David Melch is speaking, he says, Kasher Yomar Mishal HaKadmoni, like the parable of the ancient one, which means the Torah, and the Torah says it in Parsha Mishpatim, Elokim Inel Yado. So he quotes Rav Shechter does from the Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Shem Olam. He says, when we say Mishal HaKadmoni, the parable of the ancient one, it doesn't only mean it was authored by the Ribono Shel Olam, it's the Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that the Torah is like a likeness of who the Ribono Shel Olam is. In other words, from the Torah, we can understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the way the Chafetz Chaim says, let's say I have photographs of the king. So from seeing the photographs of the king, I can get an idea what the king looks like and identify the king. So to the Torah is Mashal HaKadmoni. The Torah is the Mashal of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says here, what? Okay, so he says here, the Torah includes mitzvot, esse, and lotase, and obviously it's important to do the mitzvot, but he says that's not really the essence of what the Torah is coming for. The essence of the Torah is a presentation of what elokus, what godliness is like, and there was a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of the Torah. The Torah is a description of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And I was discussing this today with Rabbi Yonatan Drori, he's in the Beis Medrash, and he was saying like this as well. So an exact definition of elokus isn't given to us because it's too esoteric, too abstract. We can't understand who and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It says, Kilo Yirani Ha'adam V'chai. Nobody can see me and live. So he quotes from Rabbi Yosef Albo, not our Rabbi Yosef Albo, but Rabbi Yosef Albo from the Sefer HaIkarim. He writes, Ilu Yidativ Hayitiv. If I would know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like, nobody can know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem simplified his elokus to us through the practical mitzvahs of the Torah. In the same way, he wants to say, like, let's say, atomic energy. I'm trying to demonstrate atomic energy to children. So I get different colored balls, and I use the balls to demonstrate protons, neutrons, electrons, and then they get the idea. So the models don't accurately depict exactly how the molecule is working, but you get like a general idea. So in the same fashion, you look at the Torah and contemplate the Torah, and you get a sense of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So the Rambam, he lists, we'll get as far as we get for tonight, and then when it gets to Shkiel, I'll call it a day. So the Rambam lists, there are Ikari Amuna. So there are 13 Ikari Amuna, which the Rambam lists, where it's listed, you know, in our Siddur after Shacharis, or synopsis of them is listed after Shacharis. So the ninth one is, Shizoda Torah Lotahim Uflefet, that the Torah is immutable. The Torah will never change. So he says that this is like an ikar, differentiates the Orthodox, us, from the non-Orthodox. They hold the dinim of the Torah are subject to revision. We could change things. Times change. Now we're going to change things. You know, before homosexuality is bad, now it's good. Before we couldn't drive on Shabbos, now we can. Before everything that we could change as the needs are. So if a Navi would try to change the Torah, he's called a Navi Sheker. In other words, any Navi who comes and says, this is not the Torah, he's a Navi Sheker. So the Rav explained that the immutability of the Torah is Torah represents Elokus. And just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, Ki Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti, that's a Malachi. I'm Hashem, I don't change. So too our Torah doesn't change. Our Torah is immutable. So in a similar way, he quotes from the Ramban in his Akdama to his Perush on the Torah. The Zohar says that the Torah is Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you get out and like, the name tells you who a person or an entity is. In other words, in Chazal, the name isn't just a name. The name tells you who the essence of the person is. Like, there's a piece, deviating a little bit, like from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Like, Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Each name was more a different aspect of who and what he was. Like, his name was Yered, because he was Morid the Man. He brought down the Man. And he had other names as well. So he says, the Torah is Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot on Daf Chaf Aleph says, is a pasuk that we all know, that we just recited a little while ago, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Habugodol Elokeinu. When I call the Shem Hashem, when I say the Shem Hashem, you should extol Hashem. So that's where Chazal learned, you have Birchos HaTorah. Ki Shem Hashem. When I say the Shem Hashem, you have to say a bracha. So he quotes from Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner and the Maharsha, they just want to say, because the whole Torah is Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk is, when I'm learning Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, that's what I'm calling Shem Hashem. Because the whole Torah are the Shemot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we can understand the Nusach of the bracha, that we say Yodei Shemecha. That we, every morning in Birchos HaTorah, we say, we should be those who know your name. To know your name is to understand the Torah and to understand Hashem Himself when you contemplate the Torah. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Rabbi Chanan, wait.
Say again, we'll repeat. What?
Was that in Gilgul?
What?
The Rashi that you mentioned about the person who killed the
Shogeg.
No,
Rashi in his Perushim Chumash says it.
But I'm saying, but did he say that it's going to happen as a
Gilgul,
as a reincarnation?
No. Rashi takes it like in this one here. Okay. Okay.